Survivor with Eye of the Tiger here on AFN Road of the Eagle. Good afternoon, Road. It is Tuesday, July 21st, 2:08 here in beautiful southern Spain, and it's awesome because it is time for the CMC Super Show, and I'm here with the one and only Command Master Chief, Donald Alvarado. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Rora. Yeah, nice to be back on the show. So it's been a few weeks. So
a lot has happened in those last few weeks. I know we just celebrated America's 250th birthday in the Grand Rota fashion with a ceremonial flag raising and the annual Independence Fest. How was that? I knew you were a key member for the flag ceremony.
Yeah, so this is one of the more key event that we do in Rota, right? That's seeing American flag flying once in a lifetime event, or actually once a year event, right? Before, you know, we only fly the American flag on July 4th, so that's a big thing for everybody, Americans, you know, that pride and that service, professionalism. Whenever you see that flag raised, any given time, you know, that wants me to re-enlist again, right? So that's a great event, great turnout by the supported commands as well.
It's my third year being here with the flag being raised, and it's awesome. But do you think there was any more significance with it being the 250th birthday? Did you feel that?
Oh yeah, it is, because it's a once in a lifetime event, right? So that's the quincentennial, they call it, of the signing of Declaration of Independence. So that's really a big 250th American birthday celebration.
I laud you for saying that. I was going to try to. I couldn't remember the term for the 250-year mark, so good job, CMC,
for
saying
that. I have to practice that, right, saying that correctly.
Oh, it's great vocabulary. And then for the Independence Fest, were you able to participate, go to the games or anything?
As far as the Independence Fest, yes, we were out there. It was a great event, so definitely great job to our NWR team, the staff, for putting the great event for our service members and families and our greater Rota community. So it's really, you know, they provide, you know, top quality of service every day to ensure our warfighters are prepared and energized for whatever mission. So that's a great kudos to everybody that was involved to that and that great event, and plus the volunteers, right, that helped and assist our MWR team. So kudos to everybody.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. It's hot during that day, and they were out there smiling, everything. My wife and I like to travel during the time, but this is our second year in a row going to the Independence Fest because it's just so much fun and so wholesome, so I enjoy doing
it. It's great.
And then also, Sunday, what an electric night. How did you partake? Also, Vamos España.
Oh, man. Where do I start?
Exactly.
Offline, we were talking about it, but definitely for family especially, right, our kids, we enjoyed it. I was telling everybody that I'm not really a soccer kind of guy until the beginning of World Cup. I think, you know, we've watched at least at a minimum, you know, one full soccer game match, right? But before that, you know, 30 minutes and I'm done. But max will be two if it starts like, you know, 7 or 9 p.m. and then 11, I can probably watch it for another couple of hours. So that was a great great event, great experience, especially with my kids. That's really building the memory and enjoying the culture of Spain. You know, what's better place to be part of this historic, you know, event than being in Rota specifically, right? So it was a great, I would say, culture, great building memories and all that with everybody, family and friends.
Yeah, offline, you said you did it out in town, which was absolutely electric. It was so much fun.
Yeah, there's a few places out there, a few locations where Rota community actually set it up for everybody. What I'm tracking is the square, where they put up a big screen, and it was great, you know, turnout before the finals, the previous game, and then it was definitely pretty packed during the finals on Sunday, but we did the Mamba, and previously that was Jumbo area in Rota Beach, because the kids want to play on the beach and all that, so it was great. You know, not really that big compared to the other locations, but it's a great experience.
Well, it's a wonderful experience. I mean, it's not something I think I'll ever experience again, being here in Spain watching World Cup final.
And yeah, do your retour in 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. But in the U.S., I mean, as you said already, soccer. I mean, it's football. It's a world sport. And I mean, being grown up in America, obviously, I say soccer, too. We're never winning the World Cup, I'll be honest. But also, switching gears, we're going to talk about stars, the Hispania team. We have five-star team players on Team Rota as well that will be joining us. We're going to have them in a couple minutes. We have some Shakira right now here on AFN Rota the Eagle. Naval Station Rota's Gateway Galley provides a superior nutrition and unparalleled quality service to hundreds of warfighters serving on the installation each day, ensuring that they are physically prepared to execute the mission. Joining us today to discuss more about how the galley makes it all happen is our food service officer, Mr. Manny, and then the support service specialist, Miss Anna. How are you two doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. For starters, people, the galley here is just unequivocally my favorite I've ever had, so thank you for what you do. I can't wait to hear it. You guys are five-star athletes for this community.
Thank you for that wonderful comment.
Yeah, so now having our two wonderful guests at the gateway of the Mediterranean, Gateway Galley, we have received our five-star accreditation, right? So that's like one of the steps to be, in competition for the big Nay Award. But, that tells everybody that, between these two and the rest of our galley team, behind the scene, they're doing an outstanding job, right? So that tells everybody else above our level that what they provide here, customer service and the food quality, are pretty, top of the line, top chef equivalent. So that's great on their job. Now, I got a few questions here for both of you. Anna, I'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us and our listeners the journey, how long you've been, serving, working with our, service member on board Naval Station Rota.
Okay, my early beginnings were at the Spanish gift shop at the NEX and then at the Car Care Center. And back then it used to be known as like the Autoport. And now I am at the galley where I have been like 10 years now.
10 years, that's awesome. All right, and then, of course, family.
Family? Yeah, I'm married, and I have two little ones. My daughter is 10, and my son is 6.
6, so I got 3, so we're all the same age, so yeah. That's great. And then any hobbies other than, taking care of the kids, other than work, right?
Well, I'm an easygoing person. I enjoy simple things of life. For me, they are the most meaningful. Sometimes we get it for granted, but... Mm-hmm. That's good.
Now, Manny Manlogon, our food service officer, right? Retired senior chief. No further need for any introduction, but he's been on board for a minute, but I'm going to let him talk to that. So what, tell us about your journey and then accepting this job as a food service officer. Where were you before coming to Rota and, family and all, also that hobbies outside of, your work and, chilling at pizzeria out in town, Chiringuitos, let us know.
All right. First of all, good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for having us here. Just like CMC said, I have my background is a senior chief, culinary specialist by rate, used to be known as a movie star. MS, been in service for 27 years, retired May of 2024. I try to retire for good, but after a year being doing nothing, staying out on the beach, I came back to America and checked USA jobs and found a supervisory job here in Rota, which I cannot pass. It's an opportunity once of a lifetime for a guy like me that's living on an island to take that challenge and see if I can make it. And here I am, been here for almost 10 months. I have a family of 4, my wife and my 3 kids. I have 13, 11, and 9. Actually, my daughter just turned 9 last Friday.
Happy birthday.
By the way, I'm unaccompanied there in the Philippines while I'm over here serving. So hobbies, play basketball. If I have my family here, it'll be adventure, going out, camping, and doing sightseeing everywhere, Europe, doing the Euro trip, which everybody's, dream about when they were back in high school to want to do Euro trip.
So you got the American dream, and then you have the European dream that you live in now. So
that's correct, MC.
That's good to hear. Now, you know, usually we have in our show, we have when we have guests, we have a segment that's called Take Five. So that's a tradition segment on CMC Super Show, and where I ask you guys with five questions so the community can learn more about you personally. So are you guys ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get on it. So first question, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you all this question first, and then we'll move into Manny. So what is your favorite meal to serve at the galley?
Do I have to pick this one? That's difficult.
Yeah.
I am between Taco Tuesday and Thursday, that are the Asian days. But
yeah.
I think I will pick Thursdays.
Okay.
Beef broccoli with some jasmine rice and a couple of lumpias. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Lumpias. Everybody's here. You can't say no to lumpia. All right. Second question would be, what is the best part of each day serving at the galley?
Well, I work on admin side, so sometimes I miss customer service. You know, I'm always back and forth, and sometimes I have the opportunity to talk to some sailors or a customer that come to me and say, hey, I really enjoyed this meal today. And what I like to do is, it's not that common, sometimes I do. I go to the kitchen, I grab the cook that prepared that meal, and I let them speak each other because it's like super comfortable. Sometimes they are behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and they don't get that feedback usually. So I like to do that sometimes.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And then third question, do you have any specific song you listen to on the way to work to get you energized to go to work every day?
Not really. I just turn on the radio and let it surprise me.
All right. and then fourth question, what is your favorite recipe to make at home?
Right now, I'm focused on super healthy pastry, you know, banana, salmon flavor, and dates, and I'm, investigating that type of recipes, and I really enjoy it.
All right, so once you figure that out and works out for your, you know, with your taste buds, you can probably talk to Manny and, you know, put that in our, you know. So you test it out and let us know.
Okay.
And the last question for you, if you have an unlimited supply of any food on a deserted island, what would you choose?
A bunch of Serrano ham.
Okay, good.
In vacuum sealed bags so it lasts forever.
Okay, good. All right, that's good. That's my comfort food too. All right, now moving into Manny, our food service officer. So what is your favorite meal to serve at the galley?
That will be the brunch, the best seller, and then Wednesday, the slider day.
Okay, you gotta try that slider day, man. And then second question would be, what is the best part of each day serving at the galley?
It's actually the first 30 minutes of lunch where everybody's, you know, trying to come in and try to figure out what they want to eat between speed line, main line, salad bar, and all the desserts. So again, it excites me every day standing at 11:30, seeing who's coming in and everybody excited to come in, dine in with us.
That's good. And third question, specific song.
It's kind of funny, but it's Golden.
Golden?
My daughter always sings to me, so Golden.
I'm glad they're over that, so yeah. I know what you're going through. All right, fourth question for you is, what is your favorite recipe to make at home?
Well, Don knows this is same as me. We came from the same background, so I would like to say oxtail with the peanut butter sauce, or we call it kare-kare,
mm-hmm.
dinuguan, and sinigang. Those are the three meals my kids love to eat when I cook.
So now, this is my challenge to you. It's not part of our question. I need you to teach our team in the galley to how to make kare-kare.
Well, I'm
going to tell you, once they learn it, and even the sinigang, right? Sinigang is going to be tougher if you don't have the ingredients or the mixing ready ingredients, but I would say that is good too because it's sour soup base.
Yes.
But the kare kare is the peanut sauce, oxtail, right? With some vegetables. So that's definitely my top three as well.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, CMC. I really want to implement that sinigang soup on Thursday when we have Oriental Night. But like I told you before, the challenge for me is how to get that one special ingredient to get into our catalog so we can use it. Because once I leave, then I don't want the road to suffer because now they're looking for that.
And we're just gonna hire another Filipino FSO.
All right.
All right. Last question for you: if you could have an unlimited supply of any food on a deserted island, other than what you mentioned, what would that be?
You know what I'm going to with CMC. It's going to be the rice. You know that, rice. You said unlimited in a deserted island. We cannot plant rice over there.
It's right. An
island. So okay. I will have rice and I got the fish, you know, all the animals, all the things that we can cook.
That's
but
good.
Rice is the most important thing for me.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You're right, you know, because you can mix rice with everything.
That's right.
Those are amazing answers, and I would love to try that on a Thursday, so I hope that gets implemented. We're going to take a quick little break. Unfortunately for both of you, we're going to listen to some Golden, actually. It's a perfect song choice. We'll be back in about 3 minutes and 9 seconds. I'm back. It is 2:30 here for the CMC Super Show, here with, of course, CMC Alvarado, and our two special guests right now, Miss Anna, Mr. Manny. This has been awesome. The take five, that was incredible. But CMC, I know you have some questions, topics to consider.
Yes, so I got about 2 to 3 questions. First off would be for Manny. Let's walk us through your typical day from start to finish for personal working at the galley. You know, what goes behind the scene, the preparation and all that stuff.
Yes, again, just like being back in the military when I was a culinary specialist, coming into the galley 6:30 in the morning, going straight to the lobby, checking with my cashiers, making sure they're ready for, breakfast, even though we already started at 06. But just to see, you know, where they at, see if there's any VIP that came by while I'm not there for the first 30 minutes. Then I go inside, you know, the serving lines, making sure lines are good to go, you know, food temperatures are good. And then with the garnishes, going inside the galley, making sure that all of my personnel for that morning are, you know, of course, on the job. Then going all the way outside to the warehouse where all my frozen foods, all my dry foods, my FABs, which delivery comes in at 07 in the morning, where, you know, Monday, Thursdays are my FABs, my fresh fruits and vegetables. The Tuesday is the big delivery for all my frozen and dry items. And then at 08, you know, once we done with breakfast, gather with the galley supervisor and with Miss Anna and see what we can talk for the day and what's going to be our plan of the day throughout the whole day. And then continue preparing meal for lunch, dinner, and, you know, the same thing I do for breakfast, go through the line, checking, make sure the food are hot. You know, sometimes I have to taste it to make sure that the food are good and, you know, it's the taste of my liking. So, and then 15:30, that's where my office start doing admin, doing FSM job. By 16:30, that's where I start deciding, you know, going one more round in the galley and then go home.
So, outstanding job on that. And thank you, right? So now, Anna, question for you. You know, when it comes to the administration part of it and then the food preparation and handling training and requirements, can you talk to us about it?
Yeah, we do the same trainings every year. You know, for new people, they will be new, but for most of us are like refreshers. The most important one will be like the food handler and mm-hmm. sanitation one. It takes like more than 2 hours. We have a PowerPoint presentation where we go from, I mean, you know that the food has like a long process. It goes from when we receive all the items until you taste it in the dining area. So every single step is super important because we need to know if food arrives in good condition, in the right temperature. Once we handle it and we cook it, we need to keep it also in the right temperature. Then when we serve it, it needs to be also in the best, I'm kind of mean. So, every single step is important and we do, those trainings yearly. Along with the Go for Green program, mm-hmm. we also explain them how important the, all the labels, everything should match the food. And also we have safety trainings
for CDSO.
All the equipment we know how to use it like safely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great to hear. There's definitely a lot of what goes on, just what we see when we go through line, you know, with the food, right, and eating the meals. So great job to you and the rest of the staff. Now, last question for you, Manny. Talk to us about your grab-and-go option that's going to be available now and in the future. What's going on with that program and CNIC initiative?
All right, grab-and-go. This CNIC initiative started with Vice Admiral Gray, actually. But our starting date will be September 1st, our target date, to make sure that grab-and-go is available for our RIK sailors. That means those sailors that are rationing kind and living in the barracks HPA. They will have a chance, if they cannot afford to eat with us in the galley, they can do a grab-and-go where they can just tell the cashier, hey, I want to do a grab-and-go, open the refrigerator, I'll take a chicken sandwich, a bowl of salad, a power bar, a bottle of water, and then I go. And that's your grab-and-go. This is going to be available breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It'll be for the first 2 hours of breakfast all the way till 1100, and from 1130 all the way till 1600 for lunch, and then 1630 all the way till 1830 for dinner. And that's going to be starting September 1st, our grab and go.
Yeah, so that's really a big initiative, and my last between myself and Captain Chimelak, we test out all the grab and go options when we were in San Diego, California. So I know that was coming, and they started in California Bay. So that's definitely an option. And I'm gonna tell you that that's a big, separate what you guys already have serving at the galley. But this is more an option for service member to that don't have enough time to sit down for about an hour to get a meal. But this is more like a healthier option. With the proteins that you need and all that, just pay for it, grab, you know, the items, and then go back to work, shortly after. So that's good. We're looking forward to it. And then thank you, for being our guest, this afternoon. And then looking forward to, tomorrow's meal, or maybe Thursday.
Tomorrow's Slider Day, so it's Wednesday, so.
Your favorite day.
That's it.
Miss Anna, Mr. Manny, thank you so much for what you do for the community.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us again.
It is a blessing to be here and have the access to this wonderful galley and well-earned 5-star accreditation. So congratulations to that and everybody involved. Also, Naval Station Rota is enduring some of its people in the operations they enable to ensure U.S. and allied forces are ready to operate when called upon. And after the break, we have some guests from one of those operational commands. So stick around. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Who assists in maintaining and repairing aircraft that comes through Naval Station Rota's airfield? The answer is Aircraft Intermediate Maintenance Detachment, Aviation Support Detachment, Rota, also known as AIMD, ASD Rota. And we've got a couple of our maintenance wizards here in Studio AM1, Kenneth Gibson and LS1 Peter Beebe, here to talk about their jobs. How are you two doing?
Good. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. I always forget what AMD stands for. I'll be on the ship. I'm like, I always, but it's a question you need to know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome, AM1 and LS1. Welcome to CMC Super Show. Just a few questions here. First, I'll probably start with you, AM1. What brings you to Rota?
Was my first overseas tour. I've been in the Navy for 15 years and really wanted to see the world. I kind of got stuck in Norfolk for about 12 years, so it was fun finally coming across the ocean to see it.
Well, welcome to Rota. So this is definitely different than Norfolk, right? And then you have family?
Yes, I do have family. I have a brother and a mother still in the States. My brother lives in Virginia, and my mother lives in Florida.
Okay, so you're single here and not married.
Oh, apologies. Yes, I am married. My wife is here with me in Rota.
Okay, good, good. And then any hobbies other than work, work, work?
Yeah, I like to travel, like to be immersed in the culture, like to work out, things of that nature.
Okay, great. And then last question for you, what's the best part of serving in Spain?
I truly just love being in the culture, eating the food, being able to travel. Europe is very easy to get to while being in Spain, so I love it.
That's great. All right, LS1. So, same questions. You know, what got you to Rota and where are you coming from before Rota?
What got me to Rota was I wanted to explore this part of the world. I've been in the Navy just over 16 years, and I usually spend most of my time in the Asia area. I've been in Japan for like 6 years, then I went to Bahrain, and then just only 2 years stateside. But I definitely wanted to come to the EU part of the world and travel around.
Okay, good. Married, kids?
I just got married this February of this year.
Okay, congratulations.
Congrats.
And I just found out a couple weeks ago I got a baby on the way.
Oh, congrats. That's a great yes. news. And I can tell you that being married is one thing. Having a kid is a life-changing event. So just be ready. I know you're ready. It'll be fun. Make it worthwhile.
Definitely,
right?
Yes.
Spend as much time you can.
Indeed.
So congratulations to that two life-changing events.
Mm-hmm.
And then hobbies other than work.
Traveling was traveling. Also, I do have an off-road truck, Toyota Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
So off-roading, you know, I haven't done much yet. Definitely that, and then going to the beach.
Okay, good. And then, what's the best part of serving in Spain?
I will agree with AM1. The traveling portion is definitely a big one. Also, the weather. For sure.
It's beautiful, right?
It's amazing to hear you guys are traveling. I love to hear that. AIMD, ASD Rota, has a cool mission. It provides incredible repair support to the fleet, but not many people know about their jobs. So I would love to hear, what is your job?
So basically what AIMD does is provides intermediate level maintenance and logistics support to the U.S. coalition and NATO forces that are in 5th and 6th Fleet. And some AFRICOM commands as well that fight piracy operations.
Okay, so now, you know, definitely you guys are supporting directly the HSM-79 that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Outstanding work there. I know they don't sleep, right, because they always want to fly.
Yeah.
But you guys are behind the scene, you know, making sure that they're safe for flight and all the maintenance being done. So they can do their mission. So great job on that. Now, for you, AM1, what type of aircrafts have you worked on on board Rota other than what 79 has?
So we don't specifically work on the aircraft themselves. We work on the support equipment and the special tools needed and calibrated items in order for HSM to complete their jobs. So we're kind of behind the scenes working on the support equipment and things for them.
And good. Any specific rates and jobs found at at AIMD other than LS and AMs? Mm-hmm. What else other rates?
You have ADs, ASs, AEs, ATs, PRs, AZs, and I believe I said AS.
Yep.
Yes, ASs.
Yeah, so, ASs is heavy definitely mm-hmm. on you guys with AMs, right?
Yep.
All right, and then LS1. Talk to us about your day-to-day operation, supporting logistics and making sure that parts and equipment has been ordered. Other than that, what else do you do to support the mission?
So over the ASD side, we take care of the logistical portion of it. Every day we will make sure the parts are picked up over at SLC. We make sure that everything is delivered to HSN-79 on time so they can get all the parts that they need to have their helos ready to go. Addition to that, we also maintain our inventory. We have about 60,000 single pieces of items on hand at times, ready to support them. Our day-to-day, usually issuing parts, maintaining everything, make sure that our inventories are accurate, make sure that everything we receive is completed, received and posted, making sure that we do the deliveries of parts, high-priority parts as well, making sure that everything's taken care of, or that 79 has everything that they need to provide support.
All right, and then your warehouse still located by Building 8?
Yes, we're still over at the old Nickton's building.
Mm-hmm.
We are working towards possibly moving on to the fly line once our new building is ready.
Okay, good. So that's where you guys are moving. And then I know some of our AIMD, you have a portion of the warehouse on the flight line already, on the backside, right?
Yeah, we have a shed further down the flight line where we keep our support equipment and a lot of our gear.
Okay, and then how many LSs we have in ASD?
So right now there's actually, including the
AIMD
officers and everything. Oh, excuse me. Oh, LSs we're about 10 right now over the ASD side.
Okay.
And then plus 3 on the AMD side right now.
Okay, and how many AMs?
AMs, there's 3 of us.
Okay.
2 NDI techs and myself.
Okay, good. And that is that enough for y'all?
We could always use more, for sure. Manning is definitely a big issue when it comes to us. We're just starting up, so we could use a lot more people. But I have a lot of hats right now. I do a lot of things.
And you know, the trick to that is make sure you guys elevate that up, right, with your leadership, and then hire headquarters so they can support your team for more bodies. So that's really important.
Of course.
And then make sure we get the right personnel here too. Yes, Rota is nice. It's a beautiful place to be stationed at, but at the same time, we need to retain or recruit the right personnel, right? Because this is not, short duty. It might be short duty, but at the same time, you know, our op tempo is definitely pretty high up there. But retaining the right people and recruiting the right personnel with the critical NECs will make our jobs a lot easier, right? So, over to you.
Yeah, it's incredible what you guys do. Also, when you said calibration, it just throws me back to the calibration lab on the ship. So that's a flashback right there. But I hear the helicopters going around and the jets. So I recognize the work of the aviators all the time. But a good percentage of the mission success comes from sailors like you guys from the AIMD.
Absolutely.
So shout out to you guys and everyone you work with. You ensure that the maintenance and repairs are completed in a timely manner. Do you have some... But we also have some timely community updates coming up for the people. CMC,
I do. First off, thank you to our two special guests, AM1 and LS1, for participating in the CMC Super Show second portion. And then also want to welcome back Arlenberg crew, recently arrived. Great job to doing great things out there to keep us safe. Some public announcement here, the EU entry and exit system. As a reminder, all personnel stationed in Spain as a member of the force, members of the civilian component and their dependents shall not register in the EU entry exit system when prompted a Spanish immigration. All listed personnel are exempted as part of the NATO status of forces agreement. So when a personnel is on official travel, should review the foreign clearance guide prior to traveling. And then get with your security managers, make sure you guys are submitting your travel tracker. And then once you come back, you know, submit your after action report. So you guys are good to go. So now if you're going on leave or liberty travel and they're dependent, should carry the following: no fee passport, tourist passport, TEI, your CAC or government ID, orders, digital will work, copy of orders or NATO orders. And then when arriving at an immigration checkpoint, politely inform an immigration officer that you are exempted. You're exempt under the NATO status of forces agreement and are stationed in Spain, Rota, Spain. And then show any documentation requested by the agent to prove status. Do not register at the registration kiosk, and you should be directed directly to an immigration agent. And then your fingerprints may be scanned, but this does not constitute registration. All right. So another item here, next uniform compensation. If you graduated boot camp on or after June 1st, 2024 and did not receive uniform in your C bag, you are eligible for compensation. Get with our next, and there's also an email address here. Get with your CMC so they can coordinate that with our next store manager, next e-gift card to receive your old uniform. Housing or events and community updates, pool hours, indoor pool are closed until September 7th. The outdoor pool, they will be open Wednesday through Sunday, including holidays, from noon to 1900. And then the Missoula Children's Theater presents Hansel and Gretel, right? Auditions on Monday, July 27th from 10 a.m. to noon at the DGF Multipurpose Building. And then performance is on Friday, July 31st at 16:30 at the DGF Multipurpose Room. All right. And then another one for next will be the Back to School Fair at 13 August from 1300 to 1400 at the Navy Exchange commissary, Navy Exchange area. So that will be a great resource for tips and registration will be there, but there's going to be a great resource for back to school, school for kids. And also I heard from next door manager that they're going to give away some gift cards, especially if you're involved with that fashion show. But that's a great event last year, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. And then Navy Exchange late opening. So on July 26th, the Navy Exchange main store and Minimart will be open at 1400 due to the store's annual inventory. So that happens every year, so be ready for that. Other than that, there's a lot of MWR and next initiative that they've been doing for our community. That includes the 20 a handful of new washers and dryers. They're going to be installed in here soon, and then vending machines throughout the installation. They're going to have all that specific locations already identified, and then the next 20 that's going to be coming later on, we'll figure out where we're going to place them. So that's next driven. And of course, some micro marts, three locations there between the UH unaccompanied housing at 29 plus Camp Mitchell, I believe is going to be at 1776 building, and then one more in the flight line. But they're working on that heavily. Everybody's involved in that. This is really for a feedback that we received from our service member and community. So that's coming up here soon. And then last thing I want to make the update, you know, the we're reallocating the building at housing where our Boy Scout and Girl Scouts and the Cap Scout and the Freemasons are using a building 134 in housing, reallocating that back to next as a Minimart. So that's going to be coming up here soon as well. They're going to be coordinating all the movements. And, you know, they'll tell us when what the facing plan looks like and when they're going to start the work and when it's going to be completed. As of now, we don't have anything yet, but that's coming up here soon. So we'll keep all the community informed, but this is really the feedback that we're getting, and then now we're executing it. So Captain Chimalak and the rest of the team has been really heavily involved with all this initiative when we can, while we can. So great job to everybody.
MC, thank you for all those updates. I did not know about the next opening late on Sunday, so thank you for that. And then obviously, thank you for all the special guests, AM1, LS1. Thank you for coming in. LS1, congratulations on the great news. It's amazing and everything. It's been a wonderful CMC Super Show. It's 2:55. We're going to have some music close out. And make sure you can follow Naval Station Rota Facebook page, AFN Rota Facebook page. You'll find information about this show. It's been amazing. I can't wait to see you next month. CMC bringing us out. We have some Bob Dylan.